I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, talking to two members of the Knoxville girls tennis team, Janie Mosdam and Mackenzie Carr. And ladies, welcome. And Janie, I'll start with you. Not the greatest night, after your match against Pella Christian, but up until now, you've been doing pretty good. What has been working for you up until here recently?
I would say this year my consistency has been a big thing for me. Working on getting a lot of topspin on my ball, that way it stays in. And the windy conditions that we have had has been huge in my game. And just kind of developing my own game and playing to my level and not playing either down to people. And just working on kind of having that mindset of get one back until the point's over.
First time I've seen you play this year, the scores, you've been dominating people. What is probably the biggest improvement you have seen in yourself over the off season?
I would say my second serve. Last year I kind of just dinked it in, and that was definitely like a weak area for me. So this year, really getting a lot of spin on that and not letting them take advantage of that.
Mackenzie, what about you? What's been the big improvement for you over the off season?
Oh, well, I think a little bit of everything. I know I started last year for my first time, so just getting my follow through, working mostly on my backhand. That's a little bit iffy, but yeah, mostly just getting the ball over with my volleys and serving.
You mentioned last year is your first year. Does the second year, are you a little more comfortable out there? You're not as nervous. Is that some of the things that you've seen a little bit better too?
I mean, yeah, the second year I would say I'm a little more comfortable and confident in myself and just, hitting the ball over.
Yeah. Now, Janie, you're the veteran of this team for the most part. How are you helping? There's a couple first-year girls out here who've never picked up a racket until this year.
Just being helping them with their positioning, and just even if we're playing doubles together, I tell them, I'm like, I promise I'm not yelling at you, I just can't say it nicely in the moment. But just telling them and communicating on doubles where they should be, and just tips on if your serve's not going in, try not pulling your head down, just stuff like that.
Talking to Janie Mosdam and Kenzie Carr, two members of the Knoxville girls tennis team. And Janie, I got to ask you, you talked to you after Pella Christian, so you're playing the Eagles and playing to win. I hear you also had to play some Wasps out there too.
Oh, yeah. They're scary. No, I looked down and there was one right on my stomach, and I was like, I'm not doing this today. And then it came back and I was like, are you kidding? And I heard it and I was like, I'm not doing this. And I asked my dad, I was like, can I call a let if one lands on me? And he was like, I guess, but that's not where your head should be. I was like, I need to know.
Well, maybe it's a fan. Did you ever think of that?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe that's why the doubles team pulled through. Our lucky Wasp.
How do you deal with stuff like that? The wind, the cold. Was it cold, your game against Pella Christian? Or, the occasional, six-legged, stinging creature that does a dive bomb. Question for both of you. Sorry, with you, Mackenzie. How do you deal with those things?
I guess during practice, we mostly get the win, but it's just you got to adjust and just take your time, really focus on how to toss the ball or how to hit it. Take your time and, yeah.
Now, Janie, what about you? How do you deal with those extra things that I deal with other than your opponent?
A lot of it is just being really intentional about what you're doing, especially the wind in the spring months. It can be super windy. We've had gusts of 50 miles per hour while we're playing, and the ball just goes a completely different direction. So just being conscious of what you're doing, moving your feet, talking yourself through what you're doing, also helps me at least.
As a number one, you have some goals you'd like to get to state this year as an individual. You got there, I believe, once, and you've never been to state. That's right. Who are some of the number one players in your conference that you're going to have to get through to maybe be a conference champion, maybe some players in the area that you might have to beat to, get to that state bid?
I know there's a lot of girls from Pella who are all really nice people and great players. And I'll probably, depending on, we don't know where we're going to be for our regionals, but I mean, there is a chance I'm going to see them there. And then obviously Pella Christian was a really good team too. And we always have the chance of running into anybody, so.
And Mackenzie, what kind of things are you looking forward to as the season, kind of gets to its halfway point here?
I guess just honestly just keeping doing well on playing doubles with Kate, that's mostly what I've been doing here, just doubles. And I guess just keep going, keep being confident, keep being happy with what we're doing, stay having fun, and I guess maybe go to state. But yeah.
Well, Janie, what about you? Something you're looking forward to as the season gets to halfway point and beyond?
I definitely like two-peat, hopefully, of the conference title for singles. And then, yes, the goal is to make it to state for tennis. So.
All right. Janie Mosdam, Mackenzie Carr, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.